The King of love my shepherd is. His goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is the fourth Sunday of Easter, also known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. And our readings all speak of the Good Shepherd. From Revelation, "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life." And from the Gospel of John, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." And we're not reading this typically at this service, but guess what the psalm was this morning? Psalm 23, "The Lord is my..." So all the readings today point to Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And so it's on this day that a lot of preachers talk about the characteristics of sheep, some of which have given sheep a pretty bad rap. And you know what I mean, that they're mindless, not too bright, they're skittish, they blindly follow. But it turns out that sheep are not really so dumb after all. There was a study of sheep that found that sheep can actually recognize and remember 50 individual faces for more than 2 years. And that might be longer than for many humans. Sheep were trained and showed clear behavioral signs of recognizing individuals, and they vocalized in response to their face pictures. And another study of sheep intelligence discovered that sheep can navigate themselves out of a complex maze, and it was the sight of their fellow sheep friends awaiting them at the end that helped them to exit. So perhaps we can just leave the unfortunate image of dumb sheep in the mud, so to speak. And now about the shepherds who care for the sheep. Shepherds notice things about the sheep. That as the lambs get older, they follow the shepherd everywhere. And then some of the older sheep become leaders of the flock who follow the shepherd. And when they do, the following instincts of the rest of the sheep kick in too. Which brings us to Jesus, who uses the image of the Good Shepherd because shepherds know their sheep intimately and are known by them. The shepherd calls them by name, and they know that voice. Leaders in the ancient world were often compared to shepherds with characteristics such as making the sheep lie down in safety, seeking the lost, bringing back the strayed, binding up the injured, and helping to strengthen the weak in the flock. And in Ezekiel, God said that one shepherd would be set up over them, his servant David, who will feed them and be their shepherd. Jesus, who is both the Son of David and the Son of God, calls himself the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who will lay down his life for the sheep. And when we follow Jesus, we know that we will have someone looking out for us. Jesus gives his sheep abundant life because he puts the sheep ahead of himself. We know that Jesus has our best interests at heart because he was willing to die for us, and he did just that. And no one can ultimately take us away from God, even though many other voices clamor for our attention. We listen carefully, and we can hear the Good Shepherd's voice. So, what a great Sunday for baptism! It's Good Shepherd Sunday. Today we have baptism, and we will formally and publicly welcome our newest Christian, Stevens, our newest follower of the Good Shepherd. When his parents and godparents make promises on Stephen's behalf, they are promising that they will teach him to recognize the voice of Jesus, that he will learn to follow that voice anywhere, into places of joy and healing, and even into some unlikely and difficult places. Because our Good Shepherd pays attention to each of us, pays attention to Stephen's, and will continue to do so throughout our whole lives. And in the waters of baptism, we die with Christ and rise up through those same waters into new life into the beginning of our baptismal adventure with Jesus. And in a few minutes, we will renew our own baptismal vows. The promises that we make are what the Good Shepherd calls each one of us to do, to continue in the apostles' teaching and in the breaking of bread, in the fellowship, in the prayers, to resist evil always, but if we don't, to repent and turn to the Lord, to proclaim not only with our lips, but in our lives, the good news of God in Christ Jesus, and to seek and serve Christ in all people, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to respect the dignity of every human being, striving always for justice and peace. Y'all are spoken for. Jesus has reached out to you, called you by name, and has spoken for you, just as he has called out and spoken for Stevens. Yes, at first through parents and godparents. So really, Jesus is calling us, and now Stevens, to be his under-shepherds, because we are part of his flock. So we, too, have a shepherding task, and we're invited to care for all other sheep, just like he does, after we listen to and hear his voice. We are the hands and feet, the voice and heart of Jesus in the world in our own time, as Stevens will be when he grows up in the body of Christ. And we're invited to reflect Jesus' care, to see that others are fed both spiritually and physically, to see that others are led to a place of safety, healing, and peace, and to help others learn this way of Jesus, this way of love that is being initiated in Stevens today and which is being renewed and strengthened in all of us. Each of us will find that we are called to tend to our own special flocks of family and friends and colleagues and others who might be very different from us. And it won't always be easy. And we may find ourselves far afield from where we started. But in each and every place, we see our Good Shepherd and hear him calling us by name, calling us back into the way of love. And this is our one best hope, as Will Willimon says. We are claimed, we are spoken for, and because Jesus has claimed us, he will never, ever let us go. Amen.